up there is where I was when I had the flu. I was working in the post office, and I had the flu, and all of a sudden it just hit me like that. I was watching the, they were having an election at that time, and women weren't allowed to vote, you know. And but I was watching. They were having the election there in the grocery store. And I begun hurting all over suddenly. I had no warning. So my older sister, she lived upstairs, her husband and little boy. And I locked it and went upstairs, and I told her that I was going to bed. I had something. I couldn't even stand up hardly. And for her to go downstairs, and I gave her the keys. I told her she could hand out the mail, but to keep her door locked and call our father to come. See, he was the postmaster. And so he came, and they had to take care of it until I got well. That lots of people were, I had my bed by the window, and I could see the hearse going by every day, maybe twice a day, with dead people that died with that Asian flu. And I could see them going by. They were burying them just about as fast as they could. Now, you've heard of that Asian flu. Well, they were really, it was terrible, but I didn't even have a doctor. Only three people. Now let's see. My father, and the father of my boyfriend that was in the army. My father came to see me every day, and my sister waited on me, and Dr. Leo Harris's wife. They lived up there. She lived up there with her three little boys, but he was in service. Dr. Leo was in service. But she and my sister Miranda and my father and my boyfriend's father were the only ones that dared to come in my room. And my boyfriend's father wrote a letter to him in Germany every day. He came to see me every day and wrote a letter to him about how I was.
Did you take any medicine for it?
No. Well, he found out I wasn't taking any medicine, and he just worried. He thought I had to take medicine. Well, there was a Dr. Harris lived there in Leoma, and my father talked to him about what to do, and he said the ones that were taking a lot of medicine, doctors didn't know how to treat them, and he didn't either. He didn't know what kind of medicine to give them. But he says, I'm old-fashioned, and I know I haven't lost any patients. So you make a poultice that will go all around her body. And, of course, Papa knew how to make an old-fashioned poultice. And they wrapped me up in this poultice. It was completely around me. And eventually I quit hurting. And that's why I got well. And lots of them, even a doctor's wife died. And, well, let me see. I think that's all I'll tell. But you see, all that included our family.
Your family must have been pretty prominent.
Well, did you ask Ben Marston anything about us?
Not much. I didn't talk to him much about the community.
Well, my father was really, the brothers had left Leoma, and there was nothing there much.